Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of my colleague, Ms. Natasha Stott-Despoja, I pass on her welcome to the high-level delegation of Nepal and her warm acknowledgement of our wonderful colleague, Ms. Vandana Rana. Her questions relate to Article 7 and 8, political and public politics, diplomacy, and decision-making system. Sorry. She says, last session, the committee adopted its newest General Recommendation 40 on the equal and inclusive representation of women in decision-making system, in which such representation is defined as parity, 50-50, between women and men in all their diversity. The Interparliamentary Union reports that only 33.45% of MPs are women in Nepal, and shadow report suggested that only 23.29% of posts in diplomatic services are held by women, with only 5 out of 33 ambassadors being women. I commend the State Party for its implementation of electoral quotas and the Elections Commission's GESI strategy. However, these low numbers of representation are concerning. So shadow reports indicate that despite higher numbers of representation at the local government level, these are limited to non-decision-making positions. I also note that only 3 women have been included in cabinet since the 2022 election. So her question is, what measures is the State Party taking to address the barriers to women's representation in positions with decision-making power, particularly women from diverse background and minority groups? Are there any targets in place for representation in diplomatic services specifically? NGOs has reported concern about women's autonomous engagement in diplomatic democratic process as a voter. The committee has heard that in the 2022 election, male voters greatly outnumbered women voters, and concerns have been raised about women's right to vote freely without undue influence. So, is the State Party make any measures to ensure political literacy and engagement among women and girls to encourage women's autonomous participation in democratic processes? I commend the State Party for its recent increases in representation of women in its public sector, increasing over the last decade or so from just 8% to now almost 30%, with targets to increase this to 35% by 2030. Please provide current data on the gender breakdown of management and decision-making positions in the public sector, and any plans in place to increase these figures. The central bank's recent directive requiring at least one female director to serve on the executive board of bank and financial institutions. However, note with concern a reported lack of women's participation in decision-making and management roles in the private sector. Does the State Party have data on the number of women in management and board roles in Nepal? And can you detail any measures in place to increase these figures? Finally, it is concerning to hear of the high security risks that women human rights defenders reportedly face, particularly in the digital sphere. So, what measures are being taken to ensure their rights to freedom of opinion, expression, association, and assembly, and to protect them from online hate speech? Thank you very much.